Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer and my co-host,
Perla Maldonado.
And you have tuned in to listen to two girls talk about feng shui tonight, so you're going to have a great time. Thank you so much for listening. Perlita, Happy New Year. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. At least we're not cold, right?
I know. It's sweater weather here.
Oh, my goodness. Those poor Northeast people.
2 to 3 feet. You know, when they said that, I had to listen again. I'm like, I'm not used to hearing feet. I'm used to hearing inches.
I think it was 3 inches an hour, and I think they broke all records up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just so glad that I get to go there Wednesday. Because, you know, I hate the snow. If I'm in snow, I better have a snowboard on my feet. But, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've got to go. When I left New York, I said, I'm never coming back here in January, ever, ever. In the 30 years I've been gone, probably I've been there 15 Januaries. So I'll just, you know, wear a good coat and bring my shoes and off we go. So that will be that.
Mm-hmm.
And good news is Mercury goes direct tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just can't see another wreck or have another computer issue or something else mechanical break.
Yeah, I was watching, believe it or not, I was watching the Bronco-Patriot game. And the Patriots were behind because they were having trouble with their tablets.
Are you drinking? You're watching a football game?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Remote.
I've known you how many decades?
I know.
I'm proud of you.
But the Patriots were their tablets were messing up.
Well, I'm going to be for the Broncos. I got to tell you that, but I'm pretty sure that Brady's going to pull it out. I mean, he's 38 years old. Let me just tell you, I know this is the 17th matchup. I'm a football fanatic, more so college than professional. But yeah, I know, and I love Kurt Manning and his family and Eli and the whole story. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, this is not a show about football. We need to focus.
Okay.
Okay. So the last big current event, and this is just. For this area, it is big, big, big. And
big news.
Pope Francis is coming for a visit.
Yes.
Did you?
Juarez area.
Well, I'm looking at Ciudad Juarez outside my window. So, I mean, it's really close. And, of course, right down the street from the studio where we are right now is the University of Texas at El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a big screen where I bought tickets for Lupita and some friends so that they can walk over. It's a big deal.
That's how nice, yes.
Yeah, they're shutting down every school, county offices. I mean, it's just going to be – can you imagine right here by the studio? I'll be just socked in with traffic. There will be no way to go.
It's security issues, and I understand that over by the border where my mother lives, I'm not going to be able to go see her that day. I'm not going to check up on her because they're going to have patrol all over the place. I heard they're even going to have snipers on roofs.
You know what, Pearl, in case of an emergency, why don't you have your mom at your house for the day?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
very easy for you to say.
Well, okay, listeners.
She's a little stubborn.
You can call in at 760-542-4307. That's 760-542-4307, and I've launched the chat room. We would love to hear your questions about what we're talking about tonight, and that is feng shui. And specifically, because it's the new year in 2016, we're talking about how to activate your wealth. And before we get into it, I just wanted to explain something that I say to anyone whose office or home I feng shui, and that's something that we call the Cosmic Trinity. And the Cosmic Trinity consists of, number one, it's called heaven energy. And heaven energy is your karma. It's the eye color you are born with, your parents, the city you were born in, your astrological chart, that snapshot of where the planets were and in the houses. You can't change that. That's 33% of the Cosmic Trinity. The other 33% is what we call earth energy. And that's feng shui. That's how can I look at my space and really try to harness the energy in my space so that I can maximize my potential, i.e. feng shui. And the other 33% is what we call human energy, and that is you have to do something. You have to activate your corners. You have to clean up your clutter. You have to get up and do what you need to do, paint your wall, whatever that is. And the last 1%, Perla, I say is just a little bit of magic, which kind of trumps all the 99% that I was talking about. But so that's what we call the Cosmic Trinity.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, that's an old metaphysical, you know how I am about the mystics. I've been studying Chinese mysticism.
Oh.
And so that really makes sense to me, though, if you think about it, because there's just so much that you can do, but there's a lot you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about wealth, the wealth corner. So the
Michelle, we've had shows about wealth, about love, and now we're going to have shows about wealth, and I think wealth is so much more important.
Well, the thing that we're talking about tonight is not you know, paying your bills. That's not wealth. That's actually in your health section of your home or your office. What we're going to talk about is how you build abundance, how you captivate wealth into your space. And it's not an overnight sensation, but it certainly builds up through time. And when I go in and feng shui homes, I promise you, they talk to me. And I can always tell when a family or a person is having financial issues because of their wealth section. But before we talk about that corner, I want to just remind the listeners, and if you've been listening to Perla and I, you know the most important thing, one of the most important things in feng shui is what we call feeding the dragon. And that's the front door, and that's your front door energy. There's nothing you can do unless the energy enters your home. So it's really important at your front door. Number one, you need to use it. Honor the dragon, use your front door. Many of us have these Western homes where you go into the garage and into the kitchen door. And I live in a house that's over 100 years old, and that's kind of my makeup. And I have this gigantic door that I open and honor every single day. Actually, I honor it because the UPS driver pretty much brings packages to me every day. Every day is Christmas for me. No, I kind of have a problem with books. I always get my Amazon books. But anyway, just honor that. And make sure you have the five elements represented at your front door. What are the five elements? They are fire, water, earth, wood, and metal. And they can be represented in those particular materials or in colors or in shapes. For example, I have a black doormat. That's because black represents water. I don't have a water feature at my front door, so I needed something really dramatic. So I have a black mat. You could do, you know, something like that. If you don't have, I have a fuchsia door, which represents fire, but if you don't want to do a red door, and a lot of people don't, and that's just fine, you can certainly represent fire in a triangle, for example, or the color red of some kind. So there's just, that's really important. So clear the clutter away, make sure the five elements are represented, use your front door, and I always say, have a greeter of some kind. Probably what's your greeter at your front door?
I have the Virgin de Guadalupe and Juan Diego.
Now that is the perfect, I had forgotten that you did that, but I thought they were inside your house. So the Lady of Guadalupe and Juan Diego, if you're not Catholic, it's a saint and the person that saw the saint. So it's a fantastic greeter for many levels. And I have a turtle because the turtle is the one thing that in feng shui is represented heaven and earth. When the emperor actually envisioned feng shui, he did that because he saw the bagua on a turtle back. So use your front door. That's really, really important.
Okay, so when you say use your front door, you mean walk in and out, open the door, or?
Yes, both, all of the above. You open your front door every single day that you're in your home or your office. Open your front door. You have to honor it, yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
What about people that have like a side door and everybody likes to go to the side door?
By all means, walk in that side door, but open up your front door every day. I've got a question in the chat room, and the question is, my front door is black. Is that a problem? And I will just say absolutely not. In the Asian community, black means wealth, actually. So that's a wonderful. If your front door is black, if it's green, if it's polka dot, if it's pink, it doesn't even matter as long as it speaks to you. Now, my feng shui is a little different than the traditional. I have a Western feng shui. A lot of the feng shui practitioners are extremely strict on really following that guideline, and I am not. And guess what? Mine actually kind of works. So, and when I'm, you know, as you know, I'm teaching at the University of Texas here, Perla. I'm definitely teaching my way. So it's the Cromer method, but you can have the front door any color you want. I have another quick question, and this is in the chat room. Good question. My front door is glass. What do I do? Okay. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this because the show is about wealth, but thank you so much for the question. If it is glass, that's an issue in that feng shui is about safety. I went to feng shui someone's house probably 2 years ago, Perla, and I was I always sit in the car thinking, oh, how am I going to break this to them? They have a front door that's glass. But when I got in, they had had this invisible kind of looking film that you couldn't see inside the house. It was perfect.
Oh.
Yeah. So it didn't take away. It wasn't weird or, you know, obvious that it was this film, you know, this film, but it totally blocked you from seeing it. They could see out, but you could not see in. So my suggestion to you, listener, on that question, and thank you so much, it's a good question. A lot of these front doors are glass, is to just make sure that you can see out, but people can't see in. A lot of time that's not possible, and that's kind of a big feng shui no-no.
So what should she do? Get that screen to...
Yeah. You can do that, absolutely. I'm sure you can get that online. You can get that at Home Depot, Lowe's, anything like that, absolutely. Doesn't take away from the – and why would you want to have a front door people can look through? I mean, what if somebody's at your front door that you don't want to see?
Well, some people have a wood door right behind that door, you know.
And that's fine. Oh, if they have that, great, Perla. Thanks for bringing that up. If you have a wooden door that closes on that, oh, yeah, no problem. This is a situation where you have those doors that have the cutouts that are glass that you can actually see through. Sometimes they're beveled, and if they're beveled, that's okay because you can't really see through that. So that's good. So let's talk about where your wealth and prosperity corner is. Again, what we're talking about tonight is not I need to pay my bills. That's not wealth. That's desperation, and that is located in your health section, and we're not talking about that. If you are philosophically standing at your front door or the door of your office, I want you listeners to imagine the furthest left-hand corner of your space, the furthest left-hand corner of your space. And a lot of people, and I've gotten some millennial emails, thank you so much, dorm rooms. So it doesn't have to be the building. It could be your dwelling spot is that dorm room. So when you walk in the door of your dorm room, it's that furthest left space. Or I got a really interesting call, and I've got a super, super interesting job in New York this week. It's a famous guy I can't tell you about, but he lives in a loft on the corner of 35th and Lexington, kind of midtown. It's a little high-rent district for me, but I'm excited about going, oh, let me just commercial break and tell you that the building where I'm staying with my friends Charles and Arnie Perla, guess who moved in?
Who?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm going to be in the elevator all day long. I'm bringing a good book.
Okay.
I'm going to be in the elevator. I'm going to be reading in the elevator. You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I am not starstruck by people. You know that. Athletes really impress me. But, you know, these people, I mean, they really don't. But Charles said that when they interviewed him, he actually came in person and was so nice and kind. I mean, just like everything you would hope that he would be. I just want to see those pretty eyes. I digress. Listeners, sorry. Okay, we're getting back. If you want to call us and have a question, it's 760-542-4307, 760-542-4307. I would love to feng shui his place. Anyway, okay, so now we're back, and I'm focusing. Okay, so the left-hand, furthest left-hand corner is your wealth and prosperity. So what I really want to discuss right now is that actual corner, because let's go through some really basic principles that are going to apply across the board, but especially in your wealth and prosperity. The first thing you guys must do always, always, always is what's the first cardinal sin? Clear your clutter. Clutter, like clogged arteries in your body, is a problem. You have to have the flow. We are harnessing quantum physics. We're harnessing energy. 5,000 years ago, when this ancient art was developed, they didn't even know anything about quantum physics or energy. And they were so wise that that's exactly what they're doing. They're harnessing energy to activate certain power points. So we're activating that, and we're activating our wealth, and you must clear out the clutter on the way to the wealth and when you get there. Because you have to have good flow. Think about it. Everybody think about real silently. When you are in a space, it could be a museum or it could be a very successful business or it could be, you know, a house of someone with great wealth, there's a great deal of open space. There's a great deal of air, right, Perla? I mean, that's always the case. There's no clutter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we want to have the good flow and the no clutter. And the next thing in that space, let's talk about color. I'm very fascinated with color psychology. Perla and I, Perla Still and I was in advertising for decades. And we know from advertising that there are certain colors that make people respond in a certain way. For example, red, Coke, makes you, it's an appetite. encourager. So you're going to see a lot of restaurants that have red, or a lot of, you know, like Coke products are in red and so forth. So red is, you know, red has that energy or that vibration. All colors do. In this section, it is really important somewhere in this section to bring in the color gold. That really, and across the board, through centuries and time, that depicts wealth. Now, it doesn't have to be a gold wall. Oh, please. It could be just something on your desk or something. It could be a photograph that has a gold frame or something like that. But bring in gold. And also, Perla, and you know this from our biblical studies, also the color purple is a very important color. Now, I was in an office, and this man, he was an attorney, was very adamant about the color purple. He didn't like it. It was very feminine, you know. And after I, you know, just wanted to slap him and walk out, I said, sir, you can bring an amethyst, a very small purple amethyst, and put it on your desk in the wealth and prosperity corner of your desk, that far left. And so that was acceptable to him. So you can do certain things, because even your desk, Perla, can be activated for feng shui. So if you're sitting at your desk, that far left corner is your wealth and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So activate that. So another thing you can do is have inspiring art. And this particular area of the Bagua, or this corner, loves the element of wood. So many people have wooden desks. Great. I have, as you know, here in the studio in my office, I've got wooden floors and a wooden desk. So that's an important element. But you can also bring that out in art. You know, you could have a beautiful photograph of a forest, or a building made of wood, or a home, or architecture, or that sort of thing. And you know what a lot of people do? Do you do this, Perla? Do you have quotes of affirmation?
No.
You know, I don't either.
Like on the walls and stuff?
No, you know, I don't. But what I do inside my desk,
yeah,
I have quotes from people that I admire, you know, throughout history. People that have said profound things, Mahatma Gandhi or Jesus or Buddha, or, you know, and they were wealthy, believe me. And even though Buddha took a vow of poverty, of course, and Jesus was the son of a carpenter, and they were abundant in many other things, right? In the things that really matter. And even though in this human experience that we're all having, money is important, and I think that I have the healthiest relationship with money with anyone I know. I just consider it to be an energy. You have it, you don't, the most pays. I have no attachment. I really don't, Pearlie. You know that that's true about me. And so I feel that we're in the West, we're so prone to say, oh, abundance, abundance, money, money, money. But look at Jesus and Buddha. They were very wealthy in love and things that really matter. So when I say wealth, yes, I am discussing money, but also think about that as well. So you can have inspiring quotes from anybody that you want. It's important to have a water feature. Water features are important in every aspect of your home. And remember when I was giving the example of the front door in the color black? You can do it like that. You can have the color black or the color of water. Or you can have a picture of water, a painting of water, or something in your wealth and prosperity.
What if your wealth section is like your bathroom?
Okay. Thank you for saying that. If your wealth section is your bathroom, then if I'm feng shuiing your house and I'm walking in and I see that, I'm immediately going to know that you have problems in your wealth, unless I walk into your home or your office and the door is closed with a mirror on the back door. And I never have seen that. All the years I've been doing feng shui, Pearl, and not one person has ever had that. Why? Listeners, good question that Pearl has. And many, many, many wealth sections are bathrooms, laundry rooms, or kitchens. And that is symbolizing that your money is going down the drain. Very easy solution to the bathroom. Close the door. Close the door on all your bathrooms. It doesn't matter where they are in your home, because if they are in your love, same thing. Love's going down the drain. Close the door. If they're in your health section, health's going down the drain. Close your door. Close the door to all the plumbing, all the laundry, all of it. Close the door. And mirrors are effectively used in feng shui to bounce the energy around. So just put a small mirror on the back of that door, and boom. Now, I have a question in the chat room. Thank you very much for sending it. Kansas City, and this is, guess what, her, you're going to love this one. Her wealth and prosperity corner is her garage. So, here's what you do, because I've only seen in my life one garage that I didn't have to say anything like clean it up or whatever, and that was in Boulder, Colorado. But if you have wealth and prosperity in your garage, simply clean up your garage. It's so critically important to make sure that that space is organized. And think of it this way. One of your biggest assets, your car, goes into that space. So make sure that it is in running order. And even if you can't afford a new car, that's okay. That's no big deal. Just have it the best that you can have. In the corner, the far left-hand corner, make sure you hang a wind chime to really move that energy around. Move that energy around. I had
that's inside the garage, right?
Inside the garage. I had a situation in Scottsdale 2 or 3 months ago where this was the case. But this was really intuitive of this man. He had this gigantic lighted arrow. And I said, point that arrow towards that corner and leave it on 24/7 till you get a job. And it worked. He did get a job. So when in doubt in feng shui, when in doubt, clean up your clutter, make things organized. And if it has a pipe and plumbing, close the door. That's a really good question, Perla. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, the other thing about the garage, that's where you keep all your junk anyway. You're supposed to throw all your junk in there. Now, you have a bunch of stuff, but you can organize it, because that's what I do to mine.
Right. And also, I'm in the mood to repurpose all of my quote-unquote junk, and I have so much that's going to be my 216 project. That's how much I have, and I have a couple of houses. I mean, as you know, I've got a lot of stuff. It's ridiculous. We all have a lot of stuff. The home storage industry is bigger than the film industry in this country. Can you believe that? We all carry a lot of baggage around. I promise you, never, ever, ever will it cease to amaze me how people respond when they clean up their clutter. It's like lifting a burden from them. There's a whole book by a Japanese author that was a New York Times bestseller called Tidying Up, and her whole premise was, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. Every clothes, book, anything that you have. So that's, you know, and what's something that you can't use, I'm telling you, somebody else can, and that's just the circle of life. Also, another thing that you can do in that area, Perla, is bring in things that you love, an expensive piece of art or something that you really, truly love in that area. That's important to bring in that kind of thing. And also, healthy, healthy plants. That symbolizes growth, and that's true of anything, especially in your love and your wealth. Make sure that they're alive. You don't want them to be dead, because then your wealth is dead. So make sure that you have healthy plants. A trick that I like to tell people that seems to also work, you have to have lighting in your wealth and prosperity, even if it is your garage. Make sure that it's lit. And I like the lamps that shoot the light up, because it shoots the energy up and around, as opposed to a lampshade that shoots it down. You could have one of those, I don't even know what those sconces are called. I guess it is a sconce where you shoot the energy up. So that's just that's something that I recommend to people. And especially pay attention to that corner and make sure that there's no furniture against your wall and any wall that you have in your house. It really stagnates the energy. But particularly, look at that corner and make sure that everything is free and can flow. In my wealth and prosperity in the studio, I could walk you back there, Perla, and show you. I have a wind chime, and it just so happens there's a built-in book cabinet. And in that cabinet, I have every New York Times best-selling book I've ever had in that section, because that is wealth to me. And I have, you've been back there, it's beautiful furniture, beautiful, you know, everything, mm-hmm. It's rich colors, everything. So it's just really a lot of common sense. And the last thing I want to suggest that you do in that area, and especially if it is your garage, put a mirror in that corner, either to the right or to the left, it does not matter. The mirror symbolizes the water feature, and it also bounces the energy around. You can also achieve that by hanging a crystal. I don't know if you want to do that in your garage, but you could. No problem, nothing wrong with that. There was a woman in Boulder who wasn't, this is kind of ironic, but she wasn't Christian, and she had a mobile of Jesus Christ. It was one of these cheeky little, you know, modern kind of little things, and I'm sure it was like a joke. And when it didn't offend me. I mean, I was just like so taken aback by it, because I knew this particular woman didn't believe in anything. And I said, what's going on with this? What does this mean to you? And she said, oh, well, if I could be abundant like Jesus Christ, I mean, everyone loved him, and he had so many friends, and look about his, you know, his death, and he was even resurrected. So she needed her business to come back almost from the brink of destruction, and it did. And actually, she was able to open 3 more businesses in Boulder. So good for her for having that intuitive hit. And so I would just say to you listeners, if that's your case, if you have something like you feel that you need to do, by all means, go with your gut feeling.
Michelle, so what if your wealth section is not there, missing?
Oh, that's such a good question. If your wealth section is missing, that is also not a problem. My love section is missing in my house. Just energetically close it in. You can do that with crystals. You can do that with plants. Make sure they're not dead. And you can still bring in some beautiful, like if it's your backyard, which sometimes it would be, yard art or something that's rich and means something to you. And it could be the color purple, or you could have purple flowers or anything like that, or even like a gold statue of something. Because that's, you know, all of us don't live in a box. It's a really good point.
Well, my wealth section is missing.
Wait, let me think about your house. Yeah, energetically close that up. Yeah, that's right, Perla. So what you would do is get some clear crystals and maybe leave them out under a full moon and really energize those and bury them. I would also, Perla, suggest, and I'm not into the cha-chi, weird, you know, enhanced cures like most feng shui, because I think that's really superstitious and wacky. But, Perla, in your case, I would say bury 9 coins. 9 is the color, is a very auspicious number in feng shui. It's good luck, and it's symbolizing wealth, and that's what I would do if I were you.
Huh, okay.
Or anyone. And that could be, I don't care what kind of coins they are. I typically bring coins with me when I do an office specifically or a home, because if people ask me to feng shui for 2 reasons, and that is money or love. Typically, although I can tell you if somebody in the house is sick by looking at their health section. But, yeah, so that's a really good idea. And can you believe we're out of time?
Wow, really?
Yeah, crazy. That was really fast. So just to review, what we're going to do here is we're going to use our front door every day, and you're going to clean up your clutter, and you're simply going to activate that left-hand corner of your home or office by doing the things that we discussed. And if it's a bathroom, you're going to close the door. If it's an empty space, you're going to energetically close it up with some crystals, put some yard art, something like that out there. And the last thing I would suggest everybody do in this particular area is spend some time manifesting what you want to happen. I have a journal that I'm grateful that I have all the work I can possibly have. I am so grateful that I have all the money I could possibly have to invest. Because, again, we're not paying bills here. We're talking about longevity. So just some affirmations and just visualization of what that means, what wealth means to you. That's the final component. So there we are.
Wow, with a minute left.
So next week I'm in New York, but then the next week, come back and join us, because Pearl and I are going to be wishing everyone a happy Chinese New Year on February the 7th, because February the 8th is the new year. So listen, there's lots of stuff going on. Try to find out, we'll let you know how to do this, your animal, Chinese animal, because there's a lot of things happening for a lot of people out there, and we're going to give you some guidance to max this year. And so that's it. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And you've been listening in, and we're so grateful to all of you. And as always, we wish you the best of health. Think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and for goodness sake, everybody, be kind. Till next time, bye-bye.
Bye.